U.S. Open. Do we have a coin we can flip? Is that how we're playing this? I think we need to do a coin flip.
No, I got first pick last big tournament. You get to go first.
Is that right? Wow. Is that right? How about
that? So how do you want to work it? Because I've got a tier one, a tier two, and a long shot.
You've
got
to give us long shots.
I can give you two from each, however you want to work it. Like whatever. Like,
I think one from each from the guru is fine. I think, why not expand it and get a little bit crazy here?
Yeah.
Okay,
tier one.
Guru, go ahead.
You
want to start with
a
long shot, or do you want to start with...
Start with a bang. Give us a couple of tier ones, one each, and then a tier two, and then a long shot.
Okay, for my tier one, who's number one?
I'll take the first one.
Hayes?
Yep.
Dustin Johnson.
Oh, great. Oh, great tier one. I love it. It's a great pick.
All right. DeChambeau.
I wanted him badly with that first pick.
Is DeChambeau... Why? What's the look on his face? He doesn't DeChambeau?
No, it's fine.
Back to back.
Why? Hold on a second.
No, I like it. It's just you're the guru, and we got to live with
it. I wasn't sure. I was going to go Kepka.
Guru,
I was
going to
go Kepka or DeChambeau.
No, it's a good pick.
No.
It's a good pick.
So, okay, mid-range and then a long shot.
Mid-range is Xander Schauffele.
I love Xander. I love Xander as a tier two guy. You know I was going to pick him anyway in my five pack. Thank you, Guru. Yes, so I love
Schauffele.
Xander.
Okay.
Schauffele, yep. Right
and
there.
And for O, Justin Thomas.
That's not a tier two guy. That guy's
You know what? He hasn't won in a while. He is right now a tier two guy.
That's outrageous.
No, it isn't.
It's 20 to 1.
I know. There's
okay, moving on. Moving on to long shots.
The guru with JT is a tier two guy. I like it. Okay.
Well, I put him down.
Who's my long shot? John Rahm?
No, your long shot for you is Bubba Watson. 100 to 1.
He's going to have goofy shoes on, iron covers. Okay.
And,
Bubba.
And for O is Christian Bezuidenhout.
Bezuidenhout.
I love it.
Good little sneaky pick.
There. Those are my two.
The guru, I like your picks for the O-Dog in particular. Bryson, JT, and Bezuidenhout. Those are pretty quality picks.
Yeah.
I apologize to JT if he's not a tier two guy. But
he's a number two ranked player in the world right now. So anyway, tier two guy. Tier two guy.
Gutless by me. I apologize.
That's all good. Listen, I like Xander as much as JT or close to it anyway. So
okay, there you go.
All right. If I have the first pick, I'm going to go with John Rahm. I'm going to go with him. This would be a great story. Gets off the saddle, out of COVID protocol. What we saw to him 2 weeks ago, and he loves Torrey Pines. Torrey Pines, I will take John Rahm.
I'll take Brooks Koepka.
You see him wobbling around today? I'm sure you saw that video.
I don't care.
Oh, you should.
I saw the video.
It looked like it was all for show.
It was all for show.
I could see
Tiger Woods limping around saying, I'm hurt. That's what it was.
At Torrey Pines, I could totally see that too. I could see it, and it wouldn't even surprise me. I will go with my boy, Colin Morikawa.
See, that's a tier two guy.
Yeah, he'd be around. I mean, if he's a tier two guy, there's like four or five tier one guys.
Right. I only had like a top 10. And
I like it. I like
top
it, Guru.
Five, and then the rest were a little bit. I guess, yeah. Morikawa's 22 to 1. So that's
the
same
right.
as Justin Thomas.
Okay.
I will go with my guy by the name of Jordan Spieth.
Ooh, I do not like him at Torrey. I don't know why. I'm not sure. I don't have an answer for you. I feel like he's just going to hit the dirt. You know who I do love at Torrey Pines? Who loves Torrey Pines? And you know this guy's going to get one. It's just a matter of time. Tony Finau. I will look at Finau's stats at Torrey since like 2017. Off the charts. Everything. Number one in every statistical category, except for actually winning, but that's going to happen. It's just a matter of time. Tony Finau, lock in contention.
25 to 1.
Sunday. Yeah, I love Tony.
A lock for me, who always has his nostrils flaring like a dragon, is Patrick Cantlay.
Cantlay's coming off a pretty good... Yeah, he had a good little tournament at the Memorial. I played tough, too, just like Torrey Pines. Well, now I'm running into it a little bit because there's a part of me that wants to go back to what happened at the Farmers Insurance Open, where we saw some funny business, but we saw a guy close on Sunday. I'll go with Patrick Reed. I'll take Reed. I don't think he wins at Torrey twice in a calendar year, but you never know. He knows all the spots where the cameras can't get to it, and I think he'll be very intriguing to watch this weekend. I'll take Reed.
I'm going to pick one of your favorites, one of the best dressed men on the tour, Rick Hovland.
I like that pick. Yeah, Victor Hovland. Very quality. All right, now I'm really starting to search because now it's like, do I get crazy here? Crazy. And take a guy that I had never heard of prior to last week.
What about Patrick Reed?
I just took Reed.
Sorry.
I just took Reed. Reed's off the board. Don't worry about him, Guru. Worry about him.
I was writing things down. I apologize.
I'm going to get crazy. Back to back on the tour. Garrick Higo.
Dude, Garrick, you are on drugs.
Have you seen what this guy's been doing in Europe? This guy, for starters, he hits the ball 380 yards off the tee.
He's 50 to 1.
Don't worry about odds. It. He's a South African. He's the new Ernie Els.
If
That's
you're
going
to give me a layup, I'll take someone from my homeland named Rory McIlroy.
McIlroy. Yeah. Okay, there it is. All right, and a couple of Canadians quickly.
I got to go Mac Hughes. He's my guy.
Yeah, I'll keep going Connors. Lock that in for the future.
Yeah,
Connors for me, Hughes for you. Can't believe I just took Garrick Higo. McIlroy's on the board.
I had down the board, there's 1,000 to 1 odds.
Yeah.
I came up with two, like, I don't know if you want. That's long, long shot. I went 100 to 1.
They have no shot, dude. Those are guys who have played themselves
in. Zero chance of even making the cut?
No, like, they'll shoot 85,
78, 78, goodbye.
Yeah.
Yusuke S.J.
No.
S.J.
No, never heard
and
of them.
And Zach Zabak.
No.
Never heard of them.
I don't even want them.
Matsuyama would have been a guy to maybe look at. The Masters winner.
Dude, you took Higo over Matsuyama.
I took him over Rory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
sad.
I'm taking Higo, though. I'm going down with the ship. The Golf Report is brought to you by your Ontario Subaru dealers. Adventure on safely in a Subaru.
To one more each. You get Cameron Smith, I get Scottie Scheffler, or vice versa. Which one do you want?
I'll take Smith.
I'll take Scottie Scheff. He
Scheffler's
going
to win one. Yeah, he looked good a couple weeks ago. He looked very good a couple weeks ago. I hate my team. I really hate my team.
Even the ones I gave you?
I got DJ, Xander, Morikawa, Rahm, Fina. I like my team.
Pretty good teams.
Yeah, all he needs is a winner, an outright winner. They could all miss the cut. One guy goes on to win, my boy Garrick Higo. If Higo wins, you got to give me odds on that. It's just such a great pick.
I'll give you 200 to 1 on a hunch that Garrett Higo doesn't win the U.S. Open.
Fine.
Done.
Whoa.
Wait a minute. What did we just lock in? I don't even know what we just locked
down.
In.
200 to 1?
200 to 1. What am I putting down?
100 if you lose, you idiot.
So you're giving me 200 to 1 as an outright winner.
Yeah. On Higo.
I don't love it that much. I'm not a big fan.
So godless.
Higo was my last pick.